I'm Tyler Pratt, and this is your soundcheck. South by Southwest is officially full. Of events, that is. The city of Austin announced this week that it has reached the maximum amount of permitted events that can be held during the festival. The news comes out of Austin's Center for Events. They evaluate applications to determine if the number of events taking place across town will exceed public safety resources. All this said, the second round of South by wristbands have gone on sale, exclusively for Austin residents with a qualifying zip code. The price, $189. Who are the unsung music heroes of Austin? That's the question ATX Music Advocates Austin Music People are asking you. AMP is hosting the second annual Austin Music Industry Awards later this month and have put out the call for you to vote for your favorite people who work behind the scenes. Categories include Best Venue Sound Engineer, Best Recording Studio, Best Arranger, Best Poster Designer, and so on. The awards in concert are February 27th at Spider House Ballroom, and you can vote today on the AMP website. There's a hot issue in Austin's music scene. It's called pay to play. It's where artists are charged to perform at an event or on a bill. The subject was recently discussed during a meeting of the Austin Music Commission, and many of Austin's music leaders protest the practice, calling it a problem that's only getting worse. Music writer Deborah Sengupta-Stith recently detailed the hot-button topic, and you can read more about it in the Austin American Statesman. With the Austin Music Experience, I'm Tyler Pratt.